Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you hear all these things that are taking place with the Middle East. You have, you know, Iraq and Israel and Syria and Egypt and Lebanon, and you're trying to wonder what's going on with ISIS doing what they're doing, and Iran with these particular treaty deal that was just signed by our president, you know, enabling them to be able to get hundreds of millions of dollars, reports are, and billions of dollars, and potentially have a pathway to nuclear power. I mean, what's nuclear weapons? You're thinking, what are we doing? What's going on? Well, this is a great article that you can see right now about four things we need to know about the Middle East. Let's take a look right now. Four things we need to know about the Middle East.
The Middle East has been collapsing into a mess in recent years, from the Arab Spring disasters in Libya and Egypt to the rise of ISIS in Syria and Iraq. So what do Americans really need to know about what's going on in the Middle East? CBN News Middle East Bureau Chief Chris Mitchell put that question to some top experts. Here's what they told him.
More generally in the Middle East, what the American people need to know is that this is a time of unprecedented turmoil. Again, you have Iranian-backed proxies, whether they're militias or state actors or terrorist groups, that are largely in control of broad swaths of Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, and that are going to continue to aggressively destabilize the region because Iran is going to get tens of billions of dollars to support them, because Iran is going to get more conventional weapons, and ultimately Iran is going to get nuclear weapons. That is all going to happen in almost the first day of this deal. They're going to get the money immediately. Very soon they'll be getting more conventional weapons, and the nuclear umbrella they'll be developing will continue to deter oftentimes effective pushback against Iran's action in the region. That's why it's so important that we stand up to them now, before they get stronger, before they realize that they can confront the U.S. and our allies throughout the region.
The Middle East is beginning to break apart. It's beginning to be subverted by terrorist elements like Al-Qaeda or like Al-Qaeda in the Sinai Peninsula. There's no coherent U.S. policy for how you deal with the Middle East. We don't recognize the realities of the Middle East, especially in Syria and Iraq, and we're running the gamut of nuclear proliferation, and we need to have a policy and put the resources behind the policy to correct that.
What they need to know is that this is not necessarily it's about the West. It's about problems and tensions and insecurities within these societies themselves. The state system, as devised by the Europeans, with arbitrary borders that didn't take into account ethnic and religious differences, was not adaptable, was not sustainable in an area of the world where people don't necessarily organize themselves along nation-state lines. If anybody in the United States thinks that they can turn their back on the Middle East and walk away, then they are kidding themselves. The Middle East is not like Vietnam, where you can pull your troops up and go home and be pretty confident that the Viet Cong are not going to follow you to wherever you're going, to Chicago or Florida. The Middle East is going to come after you. The Middle East is coming to a neighborhood near you. And the United States will remain deeply connected both strategically and financially to the Middle East. So there's no detaching. If the United States wants to be a player in this region, a player diplomatically, it has to be a player militarily as well.
Isn't that something where, you know, they're talking about Senator Cotton, the retired general also as well, they're saying that, you know, we're not involved militarily at the level we need to be in, therefore we can't be involved in this particular decision making that's taking place with huge Middle Eastern policies. But I think what's pretty interesting as well, the second this deal goes through, the treaty with Iran, they're going to be able to have that money to begin to buy all these things. I mean, as we just said in the previous program, maybe two programs ago, we were talking to you a couple of days ago, was the fact that 1,500 yards away from one of our own carriers, the USS aircraft, Harry Truman, they fired a missile reportedly and just missed it, barely missed it by 1,500 yards. And we're going to give them all this money? Just understanding that we wanted to learn those four things about it and what we need to do about it biblically. One is pray for our military, pray for our leadership, you know, pray that we don't know who our leader is going to be, you know, in regards to obviously a president only serves for 8 years, so there's going to be another leader coming up possibly in the near future if some of those prophetic words don't come to pass in regards to our leaders, and that it's so important for us to take a positive lead role in the world, being the leading economic military power in the world, and it gives us some say-so in that, and being the friend of Israel again, you know, and that's something to be able to pray for.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.